Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. On this beautiful day, March the 1st of 2022, welcome to Dr. Louisa talking about domestic violence, domestic abuse, and it's time to take the lid off. It's time to talk about such subject matters. And on today, we are going to talk about the beginning stages of domestic violence. What is going on? The beginning signs and red flags. We will also give you the hotline number, the national number to call, just in case you have some questions or you need someone to talk to. So I hope you have something to document the number down with. The number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. We will give the number periodically throughout the show. Sometimes we get so involved into the show until we forget to mention the number. The TTY number is 800-787-3224. That's 800-787-3224. And now, violence or abuse. It is a power dynamic in a relationship. Someone is trying to show power and control over someone else. This is what we want to talk about today. Power and control over someone else. So here is something for you to think about. Someone trying to encourage you, telling you that you should dress in a certain way. Do you find someone having you to have guilt trips about something or a way that you feel? Does someone have lack of trust in you, you away from others? Is someone trying to tell you you're not thinking straight? Does someone put you down and make you feel bad about yourself? Those are signs of being abused. So what we want you to do is begin to pay attention to the relationship that you're in. Now, domestic violence or domestic abuse is not just subject to a marital couple between a boyfriend and a girlfriend. It could also take place in the workplace. It can take place between parent and child. So we just want you to be mindful of that. And hopefully, as we continue to go on in this discussion, we will say even more. Now, domestic violence compromises a large range of behaviors. It involves physical and emotional abuse. Violence may be used. Intimidation may be used. In isolation to provide to deprive you of your right to physically and domestic violence takes place in heterosexual relationships, same sex relationships. It can be so damaging to a person that it can be a long time before you can become aware of it. So, what are some red flags about being in this type of a relationship? You can get the silent treatment, lying, someone could say something like, if you loved me, you would do X, Y, and Z. There is a lack of respect for your feelings, how you feel. Could be engaged in sarcastic comments that are downplayed as a joke. Oh, I didn't mean that. I mean, I was just joking. I was just joking. An individual cannot be taking responsibility for the actions that they're using towards someone they're abusing. When someone is constantly checking in on you all the time, wanting to know where you are at all times, are red flags of someone that's an abuser. Also a red flag is the fact that in previous relationships, the person was abusive in that relationship. And if a person is being cruel towards other people, that's a sign. And gaslighting is also a good little piece of a series on. And that's when the person having you think that what you're thinking is not real, to make you or to cause you not to have, be sure of yourself, to doubt yourself. Also, red flag, feeling like you are being controlled. Careful that your partner or someone that you think is an abuser may abuse you physically. If you're in a relationship with someone who has low self-esteem, feelings of inadequacy or powerlessness, that's a red flag. A sense that your partner or the person you're in a relationship with is treating you like you're a piece of property rather than an equal partner. It can also be having a partner who threatens to leave or take your children away from you. This is going pretty far into the relationship. Are you? Also, red flags, forcing you to do things sexually that you are not comfortable with. Red flag, to hit you, slap you, strangle you, shove you, or threaten you with weapons. It's also someone that constantly puts you down or calls you names. Red flag. Another red flag, someone who constantly blames their outburst on someone else. Or blames their anger or their controlling behavior on external reasons, like a stressful job, a family drama, or that I had too much to drink, or I just had a bad day. These are all red flags. What you need to do is find someone to talk to. There are trained people on the National Abuse Hotline that will be able to just listen to you, even if you think something may be going wrong, but you're not sure what's going wrong. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800 877-599-7233. For the TTY, that number is 800-787-3224. The TTY number is 800-787-3224. There is no need to be down on yourself or feel bad about yourself because you find yourself in an abusive or violent relationship. That's not your fault. Could not have predicted this was going to happen. But I will say during the courtship, during the friendship, early on in the relationship, there were some signs. You probably just dismissed it. That couldn't be true. Now, we're supposed to have X amount of dollars in the bank. And what happened to the money? I wonder where the money went. Then the person tells you to bank the money out. And you're looking at the statement and you know good and well the money is gone. Or you saw the pay stub and you know what the person made. And then when you ask them, oh, how much money did you make this week? And they tell you $500 less than what the pay stub said. Those are all red flags that the person is not an honest person and that to you, if you want to make that decision to continue on in the relationship, or if you're just starting out, you know, maybe you want to sit down and do finances together where you come together and you count the money together at the same time. So, we want you to know that emotional abuse, or verbal abuse, is very prevalent in domestic violence and domestic abuse. People will use insults, intimidation, and also gaslighting. And I really think gaslighting, to me, is one of the first signs of red flag of an abuser. When you find the person you doubt something that you know is correct, something that you saw with your own eyes is correct, and then telling you it's not so. So on next week, we want to talk about just what is domestic violence and domestic abuse. And to include manipulation and what's going on in power trove. So we thank you very much for listening on today. And we hope that you have gained some information that will help you to understand what's going on within your relationship, what may be going on in your work environment, what may be going on with someone that you know. The national hotline is very important for you to call and get some help. 800-799-7233. You can call to get information for someone else. Thank you for listening so you'll know what's going on with the next show. Have a great day.